Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. It's Mr. Ish. We're here at Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club, Kudea Clubhouse, Winter Edition, January 2023. And we have, I call them a group of podcasters. They have their own show, and it's about numbers. And they're here, and they're going to introduce themselves, and then we're going to jump right into the topic. So let's... Oh, you're like singing the intro. Okay, so let's start off with you. Give me your name and your age, please.
My name is Leah, and I'm 7 years old.
Welcome, Leah. Next.
My name is Kareem, and I'm 8 years old.
Welcome, Kareem.
My name is Liam, and I'm 7 years old.
Liam, and he's 7 years old. Welcome, my podcasters, my future podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic, and you've been doing pretty well with this, is how numbers affect us on a daily basis. So from the moment we wake up in the morning all the way to the moment that we go to sleep, we use numbers throughout all that time. So let's just talk about the different ways that we use numbers throughout the day. Does anyone have an idea of how we use numbers throughout the day?
Go ahead.
Elliam.
You could use cameras, like how much cameras you have.
But that doesn't affect how we use numbers from the moment I wake up.
You need cameras.
We don't need cameras.
Stuff.
Why do we need cameras?
Now you can check security if they did something wrong.
Okay, well that's the security, but I don't personally need cameras. Do you need cameras in your life?
Yes.
Yes.
Cameras to check if we're being robbed.
But that doesn't have nothing to do with numbers. What does a camera have to do with numbers?
Cameron 2.
Okay, so that's a way of counting the cameras. Yes, but that doesn't have to do with I wake up in the morning, I go to sleep. If I'm not here on the weekend, right, I still have to wake up and I still have to go to sleep. So I don't have cameras watching me. Yeah, what's another way that we use numbers?
For timelines.
Ooh, timelines. Give me an example of a timeline.
Like when you started as a baby, then the grown-up.
Okay. So timeline or even your age.
Yep.
At least all of you guys are 7. So that's a timeline. Some of them are. So that's a timeline, right? We're using your age as a timeline. So right now, your age is on a little slash that says 7. When you become 8, it's on another little slash and it moves over. So it's just a method of time. That's a good one, though. What's another method that we use numbers for?
Your shoes.
Your shoes,
size?
Definitely. You can't wear a size 2 in one foot and a size 8 in the other foot.
True.
You're gonna look pretty awkward.
Yeah,
so shoe size is very important.
Yeah, because it has to fit your size.
Yeah,
you don't be walking without no shoes.
And then what about if you have a sister, right? Let's say you have a sister or cousin. She has the same shoes. And you 2 different sizes, you can't wear her shoes, you can't wear your shoes. So you got to check it and make sure it's the right size. So that's important, size.
Because if you guys had the same shoes, you would not know the sizes which one is yours.
No, but you check inside and you see the size. What's another way that we use numbers on a daily basis? Yeah, you don't have to raise your hand, just talk.
How
are you going to raise your hand and be like,
phones? Like an Apple... Apple phone 14.
But how does that affect your life? Apple phone.
You need it to stay, to have company and.
You don't need an Apple. You don't
call
need,
people if
so
you're
call
in an emergency.
People. Now we're talking. So in case of an emergency.
And you can use a phone to call people on the number. You have to type a number.
Yeah, you have to type the number in to call people. Does anyone here know what's the number that we use in case of emergency? What's the number?
911.
Okay. Yes!
That's a very important number. So in case we ever had to call the police officers, the ambulance, the firemen, that's the number you have to dial, 911.
My question.
And it will take you right to those people.
My question.
Yes.
How, if you call 911, it will just show the police, none of them, not the other ones, the police.
No, it actually doesn't do that. When you call 911, you get an operator, a switchboard. It's a lady, and she says, "What's the emergency?" And if you tell her, "We're having a fire," she sends the fire department. If you're telling her someone is robbing me, she sends the police department. If she says my mother's having a heart attack or asthma attack or something like that, they send the ambulance. So there's a lady on the other side of the phone or a man, and they send them to wherever the emergency is, and they send the right people.
What other kind of places?
So that's a good one. 911 is very important, and they send the police officers or the ambulance or the fire department.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good one.
Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
For the boys.
For where?
Boys.
Boys what? Give me an example.
For apples. Wait.
For the apples.
What? Like it's $1.
Oh, for the price. Okay, yeah. For the price of things. Yes. If you go to the store, right, and you go to McDonald's and you want a Happy Meal, you have to know how much it costs. So is the price on it. And Happy Meal is, you know, $2.99 or something like that. So you need to make sure you have enough money to pay for that. So money is used every day also. So we're using money to buy something. So we need to know prices of things. So, like, we know an Xbox or a PlayStation costs a lot of money. We know that right now you don't have no money in your pockets.
Uh-huh.
I don't have no money.
No pocket money.
I'm broke.
No pocket money.
So we use money. So what's another way that we use money?
Like, let's say we're at the store, right?
Yes.
And you want a bag of Doritos.
Okay.
And you have to know how much it costs.
Yeah, but we just said that.
Not
when he goes to his father's store. He don't need no pricing. He just goes over there and gets something, and that's it. He don't need to know.
It's free for him.
His money don't count over there.
He's a VIP.
He's VIPing. But when I have to go to the store over there and I ask for a sandwich, they're going to say, Mr. Ish, it's $7.99. So, don't drop the headphones so quickly. He was in a rush to go home. It's a little different when we have to find out the price. What's another way that we use numbers? There has to be other ways that we use numbers on a daily basis.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Maybe the page of the book.
Yes, pages of the books. Those are very important. We use numbers to count the pages. So let's say you finish page number 5. You're not going to go read page number 5 again. You know that the next page is number what?
Number six.
And then if you read a couple of chapters and then you get to number 10 and you say, I'm going to stop. When you continue, what's the next page you're going to read?
11.
Yes. So you're correct. I'll give you at least you know how to follow your numbers. You know how to follow your numbers. Is there any other way that we use numbers?
Yep.
Go ahead. Talk
for PlayStations.
For PlayStations.
Like yeah, like PlayStation 1.
Yeah, but that's just a way of counting them. PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. Something that affects you on a daily basis, that affects you. How do you use numbers on a daily basis?
I got one.
Go ahead.
How many pants?
Yeah, you're not going to wear 3 pairs of pants, right? You wear You wear 1 pair of pants.
Maybe just 2 for winter.
Oh, maybe you wear like something under like tights or something. Yeah. But usually you wear only 1 shirt, right? Maybe 1 or 2.
Yeah.
You don't put on 18 shirts. You don't put
then
on
you're gonna sweat. Like yeah, you don't crazy.
Put on You don't put on 5 coats. You put on 1 coat.
I put on 2 coats.
2 coats? What about 8 hats? You wear 8 hats?
No.
Sometimes I wear 3.
3 hats.
Yeah.
That's a little too much. Maybe 1 hat is fine. Mm-mm. But I don't know about 3 hats. Maybe. Is there any other way that we use numbers? I could tell you a good one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're telling the time.
Telling the time, but this goes right into telling the time. When do you normally have dinner? Around what?
Around I have dinner at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
That's late. You should already be sleeping by that time.
I like I wake up early, and then we have breakfast, and then after breakfast we got dinner. No, actually. We have dinner and then we shower after dinner.
No, you can't. All right, so you can't have breakfast early and then have dinner and then shower. So you have breakfast, you go to school, you do all your stuff, then you have dinner, and then you have lunch. Well, you have lunch in school, and then you have dinner later on when you get home. Another way that we use numbers is for your bedtime, right?
Ooh.
Do we have a bedtime? Does anyone here have a bedtime?
No.
You don't have a bedtime? Well, you already have a dinner at 9 o'clock, so you don't have a bedtime.
I don't have a bedtime, too.
You? Oh, my God. You guys need to have...
My mom just told me when to go to bed. That's it.
That's a bedtime.
And that's why
but you don't go to sleep at the same time every day?
Well, I go to sleep at 12 o'clock.
Oh, my God. I can't with you. 12 o'clock? I don't even go to sleep at 12 o'clock.
When do you go to sleep?
I go to sleep early because I have to wake up early. But my kids go to sleep at 8 o'clock every day. And they're 10 and 6.
Ooh, who's 6?
Isabella's 6.
Isabella. That
and then
like
Liana goes to bed at 8 o'clock. But they also wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
To go to school?
At 5:30 in the morning to see me, really. Because I have to go to work. So I wake them up so that I can say, have a great day and give them a kiss and a hug and all that stuff before I leave. And then they stay up and they play with their puppy and they start Aww. Getting ready for school. But they wake up very early. So they go to sleep very early. So having a good amount of hours to sleep is very important. So sleeping is important.
So the girl who's 10 is going to take her, Isabella?
No, the girl that's 10 is Liana.
Oh, Liana's going to take care of her sister?
She does a little bit, but, you know, I don't. Do you have sisters?
One.
You have one? She's older or younger?
I have.
She's older than me.
Does she take care of you?
Not really.
That's exactly how it runs in my house.
I have three
sometimes,
sisters.
Sometimes she takes care. Does your sister take care of you?
No, they get mean to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how brothers and sisters are. They're usually pretty mean to each other. But they still love each other. You still love each other.
They don't love me a single bit.
they don't love you a single bit? I gotta find out. I saw your mom came into it. You have a baby?
Yeah.
What's the baby's name?
Rowan? Yeah.
Rowan? So you have a baby in the family, so that must be hard because...
She's
always crying and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, it's
she'll
be hard.
Like you because you'll be an older brother. She'll like you.
Oh, maybe she will be his new sister.
She has his new sister. But maybe she'll be nice to him because he's going to be an older brother. Mm-hmm. He'll be the older brother. All right, guys. Well, I do appreciate your podcast. Thank you very much. I know that we got to cut down to two people, but that's okay. It all worked out. You want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Check, 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 1, 2, 1, 2, check, 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 check.
All right, we're out of here.